spring is in the air, and so is romance. Ooh! We know you want to make your lover as happy as you can, so today we're looking at ways to connect with your loved ones and give them what they need.
The She-larious Meredith Ketchel is on today's show to look at how to get the sex you want in your relationship without drowning them in your love.
Join us for this and all the hot news! British police are now classifying violence towards alternative subcultures, like emos, as a hate crime.
Who knew Eden Foods, the makers of soy milk, were right-wing conservatives?
The National Hockey League issues a statement welcoming all LGBT players and fans, saying hockey is for everyone.
Male, female, and even transgender bell peppers don't really exist.
And Mark Regnerus, the man behind the flawed study on gay parenting, is now acting as an anti-gay activist and not as a scientist at all. Big surprise. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Feast of Fun is made possible because of financial support of people like you. Thank you. Upgrade your account today at feastoffun.com/plus and listen to our fabulous podcast 5 days a week. I'm sorry I licked you, Meredith.
It's okay. What,
you were licked. When did you lick Meredith?
Well, during that photo shoot, you were like, make it sexy. So I'm like, well, I'll give her a little lick.
And, you know, I'm sorry if I was a little salty, if it tastes a little bit like booze.
I like my girls a little saltine.
Just like a saltine with a like a dollop of vodka on top.
I like when vodka comes out of the body, you kind of has that perfumey kind of smell
to
it.
Yeah, I'm doing that instead of deodorant now.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we have a project that we could work on together that it's not porn.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's softer. It's like a greeting card of porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a new project we can work on too. It's it's a version of,
Oh, God damn it.
I can't say it.
I handed it to you.
Say it.
Perfect. I can't hear myself,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, my God.
I'll turn you up a little bit there, honey.
Okay. I'm going to do their
there
joke.
Okay. You do it for me because I was just like,
hey, Meredith, I found the perfect project we can work on together.
Yeah, what?
A retarded version of Showgirls called Slow Girls. You get to play all the parts.
I should have expected that.
I got a press. I got a press release today for some play called Slow Girl, and I was just like, "What?
This was a play,
but the actual play,
a serious play, not based on the movie Showgirls.
It is a play. It's a press release for a show called Playgirl, and it is a
Slow Girl,
and it's about a girl who has some, like, I think she throws a party while her parents are away, and so she's like in trouble. So she goes off to the jungles of Costa Rica
because that's what you do.
Because I don't hang out with her uncle, and that's as far as I got, because I was just like, immediately in my mind, I was just like, slow girl. It sounds like it's Showgirls, but with
mentally
challenged
people. I wish they would have just done Showgirls verbatim. Yeah.
This is the great Steppenwolf theater that where, you know, that the Roseanne's crazy sister, mm-hmm. Julie Metcalf.
Is it at Steppenwolf? I didn't read that part.
Yeah, I think it was at Steppenwolf. And I was just like going, God, you know, what is up with it? Like these hoity-toity theater companies putting up all these insane, stupid shows.
Nobody, well, we don't know if it's sane or it's stupid.
It sounds stupid.
It does sound stupid.
It sounds like a Molly Ringwald movie from the 80s, only it's not funny.
It's
they
like
took
a,
out all the
like
jokes.
It's like a junker. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what are you going to do? Like, it's like
I love your wild speculation about what this play is going to be about.
I think I smell a date night. Yeah.
I think I'm going to respond to it and go to it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's in town.
It's called Showgirl.
No.
Slow Girl.
So I immediately thought of Slow Girl. I was just like, I have to text Peaches. So I immediately texted Peaches first. And she's just like, I'm in.
I'm totally down.
And then we texted some other people. Totally and they're like, down. I'm going
to
do it.
I texted Nadia Ginsburg that. She responded, are you calling me a retard?
I texted
Sissy Spastic, a drag queen here in town, responded, ketchup mustard. I don't get that one.
I like it. I think it's funny.
Well, because she does eat a hamburger a couple of times
Doesn't
in the
she?
Movie.
But does she say ketchup and mustard? I don't know.
Think so.
Fausto, you're the...
Pandora Box said, this is very fitting. It's funny and slightly offensive. LA is treating me good. I love it and hate it. Miss you guys.
Aww.
And Jackie Beat said, you have fun.
You have fun?
Fun. What? You have fun.
You guys have fun. All the time. It's just fun, guys.
She's getting her hip surgery one next week.
A week from today, girl.
Why's she gotta get a hip surgery?
Because she's got, she needs, her hips are rotten. They're just rotten.
That's
like her soul.
Disgusting. But, Jesus.
So one of the benefits of getting hip replacement surgery, I was just reading, is you have better sex, because a lot of people have pain when they're getting pounded. So they're now they're like,
it's not better
hard.
Sex. They're just back up to par.
It's just, yeah, it's like not painful.
That's good. You know?
Have those orgasms.
It's like after the first three times.
Devin Green responded, I'm sending you a clench cervix. Because it's true. I am slow. Perfect.
And J. Seth Anderson wrote and said that he'll do it, but he wants to be topless in every scene. And I said, you go, girl.
I think that's the best response of everybody's.
Yeah.
What did Brian Sweeney say?
Oh, we didn't tell. I don't know if he's into showgirls. Text him right now and see what he
says. He knows what showgirls is.
Hold on.
Why did I not think to text him?
I don't know. I don't think to text him like ever.
No?
No, I do. We text constantly.
I text him and sometimes he doesn't answer, though.
We text.
The problem is that I don't want him to think that I'm like in love with him and stuff, even though I am in love with him. And it's
as
like,
a friend in love with
as
him.
As a friend.
Friend in love.
You know, I adore Brian. It's like, I wish like the two of you would be Brian Sweeney, multiplied.
Well,
like,
why can't we be married?
I wish the audience.
God damn it, Fausto.
I wish the audience was Brian Sweeney.
Who would you rather fuck, Brian Sweeney?
I wish
or me?
I was Brian Sweeney.
We all wish we were Brian Sweeney.
And so it makes me really sad, like, when I hear that he's actually, like, you know, sad or lonely or.
It's called
happy.
Depression, Fausto. It's a medical condition.
Because it doesn't reflect how I feel about him.
Well,
you know,
no.
I think that's the most awesome person
his life
in the world.
It doesn't revolve around everyone else, unfortunately. Yeah. I wish it did. I was telling him the other day that, because I'm just so crazy about him. That I think of us, and I couldn't remember his name. I was like, who's that guy who played God with John Denver? Oh, George Burns,
yeah.
And his wife, Say Goodnight.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it came out just like, I sounded like a retard, and he was just like,
oh, perfect for the show. Slow
man.
Girls.
Man, yeah, Slow Girls. His wife's name was Say Goodnight, right? Where's Ashley?
Oh, we're going to have to change the album art now so we're all topless.
What? I'm not telling
you. Coming out of the volcano, girl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah. You.
You guys.
The volcano's my rectum.
Out of. I think it's me every time.
Sad sound. So, are you doing good? I mean, you're happy. You're in love.
Yeah, I'm very happy. Very in love. Relationship's going. Well, it's the best relationship I've ever been in.
Can I JoJo the punk rocker?
Can I talk up a little bit about the stand-up comedians and their opinions of your love life?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go ahead. It's not like a huge deal.
It bothers me.
Okay.
Because, you know, stand-up comedians are not the nicest people.
In fact, they may be the worst.
The worst.
The worst human beings on the planet.
But they're also the funniest.
And
so
the funniest.
You just, like, you need them.
And you know what? I think you're all of you guys here in Chicago, your opinions are funny. But whoever your friends or your female friends or somebody you know is having sex with is none of your fucking business.
It's true. Unless I'm the one who's judging you, in which case it's totally my business. And I'm going to tell everyone about it.
And so they're like, they're giving you hell because you broke up with your boyfriend and then you started seeing this other guy.
Yeah.
And they all are friends with your ex-boyfriend.
Well, I wouldn't say friends with my ex-boyfriend. I think everyone loves and cherishes my ex-boyfriend, Chris.
Mm-hmm. He's a lovely guy.
He's a lovely guy. Yeah. He's very
sweet. He could definitely get a part in Slow Girls.
He would be the executive producer,
Kyle MacLachlan.
Director, star, writer. Yeah, he's all of those. He's very special. He's a wonderful dude. But
people
feel very
want to.
Of
you,
him.
You're not interested in developing a sexual and romantic relationship with him.
No.
And now you're seeing somebody else.
Yes.
And everybody's like insisting, imposing,
Native.
Demanding that you get back together with this
Why
guy.
Did you do it? He's so sad. You're such a bitch. You know, I hear it
They're
all.
They're blaming you for breaking up with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, they all knew it was going to happen.
They said
that when we first got
he's
together.
He's a good-looking guy. He's young. He's talented.
He's got a huge dick.
Humongous Woo! Dick. Why? And let me just say this to everybody who's listening out there. If you're heartbroken and you're sad that somebody broke up with you,
mm-hmm.
why the hell do you want to be with that you know, person that doesn't want to be with
it's
you.
It's exactly that. You gave me some of the best breakup advice when we were going through it.
I know
just
it
like,
hurts.
Yeah.
I know it's painful and stuff. And when you're watching, you know, somebody that you were friends with as a couple separate, That's not an easy thing to do. Mm. I can actually talk very boldly and bravely because I'm in a very stable relationship with
right.
Mark here. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I can imagine it would be very difficult and very painful if we separated with our circle of friends.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, we were only together for like 8 months, though. So
but if Mark and I separated, who would you choose to be friends with?
Oh, my God. Neither. It would be like separating the baby, you know?
Cut it in half.
Cut you both in half. Switch your tops.
Mark started pointing towards himself when I said that. Choose me.
Did you really choose you?
Because Brian Sweeney would pick Mark over me.
That's just to sleep with, though. That's not.
Well, I think it's all in all things, you know.
Mm. No, I think that's just to sleep with.
So by extension, then, because you're the anti Brian Sweeney,
it's got to be you then, Festa.
You can have Meredith. I'll keep Brian.
Can I have
Thank
Brian?
You for acting disappointed. I appreciate that. We were all disappointed.
But you're actually now happy and in love.
Happy and in love.
And maybe you, dear listener, are finding yourself in a relationship. Mm-hmm. The spring is in the air.
Spring has sprung.
The crocuses are blossoming. The tulips are
That's
tulipping.
An ugly name for a flower.
What?
Crocus. Crocus. The crocuses are coming up. Oh, this beautiful delicate
So we thought it would be a good idea to take a look at ways to please your man mm-hmm. or your woman, mm-hmm. make them happy, make them content, mm-hmm. so your relationship is sexy and full of love and joy.
The first one's my favorite one. Leave him the hell alone.
Oh my God, it's so important. It is so important. There's nothing grosser than somebody who's like always asking where you are. What are you doing? Can we hang out tonight? I miss you. I went, you know, like it's
an of my and this I think is more true for heterosexual relationships than it is for same-sex relationships.
You think?
My straight male friends, the number one complaint they have about their girlfriends is that these bitches will not leave them alone.
Yeah. They spend all this time trying to hunt us down and fucking please us with flowers and chocolates and drinks, and then they get us and they're like, no, not so much. Yeah.
It's the thrill of the chase.
You know what it is, though? I think because subconsciously we recreate our parents' relationships, mm-hmm. and then when we're seeking romance, and then when we find ourselves in a romantic relationship, our girl, you know, for straight guys, their girlfriend kind of reminds them of their nagging mom. And so when their girlfriend's like, what are you thinking? Hey, let's just hang out. Let's do something fun.
Guilty of saying all of those this
That
week.
Is the, like, the, and I know your intentions are completely good, my dear women, but for your heterosexual male lovers, it's the worst thing you can do.
Well, so, what would you suggest then?
I would say focus on the problem with those all those statements is that they're open-ended statements, and that makes straight men very anxious. Okay. And so better to say, let's go bowling. Let's do something specific.
Okay.
Then
yeah, I
and that's
that
true for
dope.
Like for gay men who are forming romantic relationships with straight men as well. The worst thing you can do is say, let's just hang out in your living room and watch a movie together. That's too vague. Now, if you say, oh my God, I have Killer Commando 3. Mm-hmm. It's the most awesome movie
I also
watch
feel, it. Though, like the term hangout now, though, is kind of changing, especially on these hookup
Very
apps.
Because
hangout now really means I want you to come over to my house and we'll probably have sex.
We'll most likely have sex.
Actually, we're gonna have sex.
If I really love
but
you.
But I don't want to say.
Just a handy.
Hangout. I don't want to commit to it. But
right.
The possibility of hanging out and having sex is.
No, I think you're absolutely
happen.
Right, Fausto. You know what I started doing? I started going on Groupon and getting deals for like two people at a time. So like $20 for $40 worth of sushi. So then I have a date planned in the future. So if we're ever at a loss for what to do, mm-hmm. I have something.
And I got a Groupon. Be prepared for him
Groupon.
To say no. Or,
oh, yeah,
or her to say no. You know, if you're inviting. I mean, this is true for any gender and relationship. Conversely. You know, and this is what a lot of people who told me that they used to work for Oprah, how they got Oprah to do things is to make it feel like it's their
she
idea.
Came up with the idea, yeah.
Let them be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
If you want them to do something, it's kind of like, you know, like this book, Playing Queer, that we did yesterday. I sometimes look, we get a lot of books and academic books coming on a show, and it's like, I get turned off. I'm like, you know, because they're so
little Johnny can't read.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, semi-lit. I'm functionally literate.
Johnny can't read.
I'm Puerto Rican.
So, Airheads.
So Mark kind of leaves the books around, you know, and I just kind of pick them up and I go, oh, let's do a show about this. And Mark's like, what a great idea.
And then
it's
you have
so
to read
it. True.
The book. Oh, really?
I didn't read the book at all. I highlighted some stuff for him to read.
That's nice.
And that's about
I'm like George W. Bush.
I didn't read the whole book either. I read like a good portion.
Some books
of it.
That we've had on, I've read and Mark didn't read, but Mark usually does most of the readings because I'm busy doing other things.
Yeah.
Like masturbating the porn. Just kidding.
He's a wild one, that Fausto.
But tricking Fausto into thinking that he came up with the idea is not always... Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard, and
it backfires.
The equation is time. Because if I put an idea in his head, and then 2 months later, he's like, I have this great idea. And I'm just like... Wow, I wonder where you got that idea from.
You just got some side eye, Mark.
Did I?
Some serious side
eye.
It's
true, though.
Let them be in charge.
Let them be in charge.
With Mark to make him happy, and this is like one thing that makes Mark super happy.
He lets me drive.
That's what I was about
to say.
You
do, drive everywhere.
I drive everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it.
His mother wants me to drive, too, though.
Oh, that's cute.
It's just like, can we have Mark drive?
Are you a terrible driver? Well,
I'm
Puerto
really,
Rican.
I'm a better driver than Mark is.
Oh, really?
I'm a much more cautious driver.
He is a much more cautious driver, but not a better driver.
Okay,
I
do
get lost.
What does that mean? Because I'm a cautious driver. Okay,
I never get lost. Yeah.
It's a city. It's on a grid system.
Well, and I go, oh, this is such a nice little neighborhood. Let's drive through this. You know, oh, look. Let's stop over and have some coffee.
So you're
you know
like
what
a
he's really good at, though,
teacher?
is slowing down and honking when we see hot guys. Because he'll just slow down and be like, eh. And because they'll look. If somebody's honking, they'll look. And I'm always just like, oh, my God.
You are very Puerto Rican.
What is he going to do?
Hey, papi.
Hey.
Turn that shit upside down, mama.
He doesn't say anything, but.
No. I do. I go, say, looking good.
Sometimes it's nice.
Because you're in a safe, it's like a dog behind a fence. Mm-hmm. It's like you can bark all you want because you can just drive away if he goes ape shit on you. You know?
Right. I was talking to a friend the other day. We were talking about space, and he was talking about how his girlfriend and him have a 3-day-a-week rule. They've been together forever. 3 days, they see each other 3 days a week. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other 4 days are for cultivating their own lives and their own social networks. And like,
If that works for you, that's great. I'm a very social person and I love being around people.
Yeah.
And I cannot get enough about being around Mark.
Yeah.
And even to the point that I think Mark actually gets overwhelmed with me.
Aw. Aw.
And gets turned off.
That's what drugs are for.
That is what drugs are for.
I mean, you're more like I am.
I'm way more like you are. Yeah. I want to be around. I just, you know what? If we just sit in silence, that's fine. Because I'm in love, and so that's somebody I can just be around and be happy being around. So it's nice.
And, you know, don't feel bad if you're, like, sometimes... I always had a guilty conscience or, like, you know, am I being Mark's lapdog or am I, like... Being,
yeah.
You know?
Am I like, being too complacent? And
yeah, and if it makes you happy, it doesn't matter. It's like, you know... So the movie on the list here is Give Him a Sexy Surprise.
That is always fun, but sometimes hard to do.
Because you got to surprise somebody.
You really
got to
surprise them.
They're saying the Cosmopolitan recommends that you buy sexy underwear.
Mm-hmm. I have sexy underwear.
I mean, yeah, I guess. See, my boyfriend personally doesn't like sexy underwear. He would rather I just not be wearing underwear. So that doesn't work for us.
Well, maybe he should wear the sexy underwear.
He wore his sexy underwear last night because it was laundry day.
What kind of underwear does JoJo wear that's considered sexy underwear?
Okay, well, he normally wears boxer briefs, but he has just this one pair of weird briefs. They're black, but they look like model
shows.
Underwear at his junk shows, and I love them so much. But yeah,
because he has a nice, thick, healthy penis.
Fuck yeah, he does, and a nice butt.
Nice.
Like, oh, I love
you know what
butt
turns
so much.
Your boyfriend does that turns me on a lot too is that he wears this hoodie and then this like totally fucked up torn shirt.
Yeah, the cape. I call it the cape.
And so when he takes his hoodie off, he's basically shirtless.
Yeah.
Like
wonderful.
The shirt, and that's super
wait,
hot.
It has one sleeve and the other not a sleeve?
It's like, it's connected under one arm, and then the other side, it's not connected, so it's just connected under one arm.
It's just an old ratty shirt, you
it's
know?
It's the rattiest, most disgusting thing.
So what's your sexiest pair of underwear that you wear?
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any.
Clean ones?
Clean ones. I have a pair of silk boxers I like a lot.
Silk?
Yeah.
Silk always grosses me out. It reminds me of like 80s porn.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like 80, like.
But it feels so good.
Yeah. Also, in like silk boxers, I always think of like, you know, when you see strippers who are wearing like looser fit, like male stripper, looser fit things, and they just like swing their dicks back and forth.
I love that.
It reminds me of, I hate that so much.
I love
I don't
that.
Know why. I think it's just like, they look so squishy.
You know what it is? It feels good if you're, if you have a semi hard on, a chubby, to whip your dick around and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It's just
especially
the
something soft. I also have a, I surprised Fausto one day with a little blue light. I put a little blue light on in the room. He's just like,
it's like Kmart.
He's like, so you loved it.
He's like, it's bath.
Because I was like, I was shopping, honey.
He's like, this is bathhouse chic.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I was doing guiding savings.
You know, well, the so. Nice thing about the blue light is though, because it's kind of dark, but yet you still see. You know, and I think that the human skin looks really good under blue light.
You look very tan.
Yes, and it just looks, it's
that's nice.
It's sexy.
I don't think I can look tan.
It looks trashy.
We'll go stand in the blue light room and we'll see how you feel about
it. We'll post pictures to the blog later.
Pay attention to what he's saying. You know, usually women are always asking straight guys, this one is like, what are you thinking about? But it really, what they, well, and you know, other people will say this as well. If you're really interested in what they want to say, just shut the fuck up, because they will tell you.
Yeah.
Eventually. Everybody
wants to.
Some men
need a little coaxing. Mm-hmm. Some men are the strong, silent type. And so you start the conversation, say, oh, I did this today. What'd you do? What do you think about this? Yada, yada, yada.
And it's like when you're in that kind of relationship, too, it's a lot of like leading a horse to water. It's like they don't want you to give them advice, but yet they really do want advice.
Yeah.
And so it's more
they don't really want
to
talk about their feelings, but they kind of want to talk about their feelings.
And so it's more about like letting them have that space to talk about what they need to talk about. And then, you know, if you can nag them a little bit in the right direction, then you can do it. But a lot of times they just want to voice what's going on in their mind.
Yeah.
And last but not least, tell him and make it clear by showing him that you want him bad.
I think that goes along with the second one too, like the surprises. Don't underestimate it, like a really dirty picture.
Never. Oh, sext him something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like especially if you're at work and you're like, I totally have this hard on at work for you.
You know,
yeah.
The problem with me is like,
a girl though.
Because I take so many pictures of Mark and me, it's like whenever I see a photo of Mark, I go, oh, the lighting's off on that, you know.
Jesus. Really?
He pulls apart my sex pics.
Really?
Hey, listen.
Why don't you just get professional ones done? Because nothing
says
creeper.
I am a professional,
like,
and I do
I mean,
really
like,
nice photos
Sears
of
portrait.
Mark.
Olin Mills.
Olin Mills sex pics.
Yeah, with like the little baby lambskin.
Will they photograph your nuke at Olin Mills? I don't think so. Maybe.
No.
Who knows?
Olin Mills.
Olin Mills. Olin Mills. Is there even Olin Mills anymore? I don't even think there are.
I don't know, actually. I know Sears just shut down.
Oh.
I know, so sad. An institution.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sears is gone? When did that happen?
Sears' portrait studio.
Sears' portrait. Where are we going to get our Christmas photos taken?
You're just doing
year?
With your iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Come on, people. Don't be so lazy.
So people in Sydney, Australia are up in arms. They're super upset because they had this, a crossing, the crosswalk in the gay section of town, and it was like rainbow colored. So you were walking, and they have one in WeHo.
Like
too.
A little Abbey Road.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
It was cute
sure,
like that.
It's cute.
And they were like, can we keep it? And then there was like the city was like talking with the state, and the state's like, you can't keep it. Da da da. So in the
why do they want to get rid of it in the first place?
Because they say it was like it was dangerous. Because it's going to cause danger. And so they totally pulled a Mayor Daley kind of routine when he took down Migsfield in the middle of the night. So they ripped it up in the middle of the night. And now they've even
dick move.
I know. And so they've set up like a memorial next to this little park. And like you can go and like plant a rainbow flag there to memorialize.
Oh, but you know,
it.
I'm looking at pictures of the thing. It's literally just paint on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just
like
go back and put more paint.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think that's really sweet. Like, I think that's...
It doesn't cost anything to
that's
do
nice to have in a neighborhood. Like, if I was going to, like, for example, Humboldt Park in Chicago, and, you know, they have the big flags.
Isn't
they have
that thing tacky?
It's the tackiest thing.
But
if
I
they,
love it.
If they just did the flag, like, in a crosswalk, it would be real cute. Mm-hmm. I guess you can't walk on a flag. It's not a really... Never mind. Retract.
You know, and they also have one of those in Boys Town. They have those pylons, which I think just...
Oh, my God.
Just,
they just take up space. Those are parking spaces.
I know.
Ugh.
I know, but in a way, though, that's kind of good.
I want to say, though, the most fucked up thing about the pylon, whether you agree or disagree with it, is that it's meant to solidify and cherish and celebrate Chicago's LGBT culture. Mm-hmm. So they have all these like LGBT historical figures on it. You guess who the people are in there?
Who?
People from New York, people from San Francisco, not a single fucking person from Chicago.
Really?
Do you want your own pylon? Is that what you're saying?
I'd like to, you know, I'm not dead yet, baby.
I got letters to write.
But there's a lot of fascinating, interesting people that are sick or passed away. And certainly like the taco truck lady. I mean, she deserves
Vernita Gray.
Vernita Gray.
Wasn't a taco truck. She had a taco stand across the street from the lesbian bar.
Aww.
And then she later on.
That's so smart.
She got politically involved and became the mayor's liaison for a while.
She's got a Cook County job.
Yeah. So she's like a remarkable, interesting person. And she's always said that when she gets better, she'll come on the podcast and tell us her life story. But she's really, really, really sick. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
So that's somebody who should be on the thing. You know, it's like, sure. I mean, even just do a plaque to the last, gay pride parade marshal, you know, so somebody who was actually physically in Chicago.
Well, they are planning some kind of like history walk. And I think that they're going to have more LGBT figures from throughout the world. They're going to have plaques throughout Boys Town.
I think that's nice. I think that's great. I mean, I don't have that in Roscoe Village.
But you have things in Roscoe Village that memorialize, what is it, River World was the amusement park that was over there. And that's why, like, I moved to Roscoe Village when I first lived to Chicago. I was like, what's with all this circus stuff? And why are there so many, like,
weird,
you know,
right?
Carnival freaky folks living around here?
They turned where River World was into, like, some, like, cool BMX, like, dirt path. So now it's just...
No, it's the Jewel now.
It's the Jewel, and then it's closer to the river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty gross.
Was that ever around in our generation?
No,
I think it closed in the 80s or something, right? It closed in the 80s. So it's been gone for a while. But like, there's still remnants of that kind of like in the neighborhood. And you see like, you know, horses from a carousel kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The imagery is all around.
Cool.
And then they're also planning, they just unveiled, I think today, and we'd known about it for a while, but it was supposed to be Hush Hush. They might open up a hotel in Boys Town from the same people that own the Out New York Hotel.
What's the Out New York hotel?
It's a gay hotel in a gay area of town. So
that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's
that area needs more hotels and is in desperate need of hotel and parking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much everywhere in the city is in desperate need of more hotels.
Well, except for downtown.
Just, you know, move some.
Nobody wants to stay downtown. Oh, here's a little pro tip. When you come to Chicago, don't stay in a hotel downtown.
Don't.
They suck.
Get an Airbnb.
You're far away from everything.
Yeah.
Downtown dies at night. Stay in Lakeview. Stay in our neighborhood, Andersonville.
Just find an Airbnb.
Andersonville needs a hotel.
Go to Wicker Park.
We have awesome bed and breakfasts here that are like cheaper than hotels and much better quality.
Come visit us.
Yeah. We'll have a good
That's
time.
What I always tell Michelle Visage. It's like, don't let them stick you in that stupid... But she's like, she insists on a 5-star hotel. Even I remind her that 5-star is just a name.
Yeah.
Does it mean anything?
It means something.
Does it mean anything?
No.
You have to be rated to be 5-star.
And who's doing the rating?
Yelpers.
The hotels themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not like the Days Inn in Boys Town is going to be able to call themselves a 5-star hotel.
Obviously not.
I hate hotels. Give me the skeevies.
Oh, really?
Ugh.
They're Fausto. Sperm and
hotel is
crowns.
A real trigger for Fausto.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. And when we're going to a hotel, I'm getting anal.
Oh, shut up.
For sure.
Yeah, you get turned on like dirty 80s porn.
It is just like, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jay-Z.
Changing the subject already.
And Beyonce took a trip.
420.
It's 420.
What's up?
It is. We're taping this at 4:20 in the afternoon. Jay-Z and Beyonce took a trip, a cultural exchange trip to Cuba, where they got to meet other legendary Cuban musicians and got to perform for other Cuban musicians. This is a standard thing that the U.S. government has been doing with Cuba and other countries forever. And so conservatives picked up this and said, Obama is destroying our embargo against Cuba. How dare he's a communist, blah, blah, blah. Jay-Z and Beyonce are communists, basically they're saying. So Jay-Z responded today with a new song called Open Letter, where he tries to drag his haters for bitching about his trip to Cuba. Jay-Z also calls himself the Bob Dylan of rap and raps about how Obama told him to chill.
How's the song go? Sing it for us.
Yes. So,
I've done turned to Havana to Atlanta. Boy from the hood, but got White House clearance. Sorry, y'all. I don't agree with y'all's appearance. Politicians never did shit for me, except lie to me, distort history. Want to give me jail time and a fine? Fine. Then let me commit a real crime. I'm in Cuba. I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, that mic that I'm using. Idiot Wing, the Bob Dylan of rap music. You're an idiot. Baby, you should become a student. Oh, you're gonna learn today. Since JC had the mic in front of him, he kept going and started to stroke his own dick when rapping about selling his chair.
That's
so
true about this Mac. Mic is from China. It's like we have this wonderful relationship with China, and they're totally communist. But like, why do we single out Cuba of all places? And
then finally, Jay-Z rapped about Obama's response to the Cuba whatever. Mm-hmm. Blowback said, Obama said to me, chill, you're gonna get me impeached, but you don't need this shit anyway. Chill with me on the beach.
That's so stupid. It's fine.
I love Jay-Z.
That's fantastic. I love Jay-Z. I love Beyonce, like everything they're doing. But I watched Beyonce's like HBO documentary.
Yeah.
Good God, she's full of herself.
She is.
She is just... There is just nothing else in her life beyond Beyonce. Insane.
It's like being her is her job. You know what I mean? So it's
being
just like,
me is my job. Like, oh man,
being
I don't
me
just
is
stare into a
job.
Camera and try and say deep shit. Ugh. She
well,
was
maybe you know, maybe somebody out there feels that way about us giving advice on relationships, and who are we to express opinions about things?
Well, hey, we can rip off Cosmo just as good as anybody else can.
Bitch, I'm famous.
Yes,
we can.
Do you like soy milk? Do you drink soy milk?
I drink soy milk every once in a while, yeah.
Okay.
I prefer it.
I have it at a splash of it with my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't drink
sometimes.
Milk.
You're familiar with the brand called Eden Soy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
They're the haters.
Well, they bill themselves as the oldest natural and organic food company in North America, and they've lobbied against GMOs, and, you know, they want, like, pure food and whatnot. But now they're also lobbying and suing the government because they don't want to provide... and their healthcare insurance for their 120 some employees birth control because it's against their religion.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they all natural.
I know, right? And so it's just I guess they are all natural.
Oh,
but I'm just thinking it's just like, you know, and it's absurd. The same kind of ilk of the guy from Whole Foods who's acting as like, we want to have, you know, Whole Foods, we want to change people's diet, da 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 da. But then yet he was lobbying against healthcare reform in this country too.
What the fuck is that about?
And it's like, what's up with these hippy dippy companies, you know, that are supposed to be all, you know, altruistic and,
because they're corporations. They
but
have
still,
people that back them.
And
that,
what the hell, how much does the pill actually cost these motherfuckers?
It's not a lot.
It can't be a lot.
No.
You know?
It's really, really not a lot. I think it's like 10 bucks a month, 20
yeah.
bucks a month.
It's like now they have a pill in Africa that you can, for a month, they can treat AIDS for like 10 bucks. For $10 a month, you can save somebody from dying in Africa.
Fuck condoms.
I don't know if you can take it as a prophylactic, though.
Yeah.
Pre-exposure prophylactic. I don't know if you can.
In England, they've now started extending the definition of hate crimes into a new category. There's
okay.
You know, gender, religion, disability, race, sexual orientation, transgender identity. Now mm-hmm. they're doing a new category called alternative subcultures because I guess it's become a problem.
Like furries.
That emo kids are getting like targeted by gangs and beat on.
Quit looking so sad,
give
kid.
Them something to cry about. Jesus. What's the big deal? I'm looking for a little beat down. You know what I'm saying? They want it.
I'm surprised Morrissey hasn't weighed in on yet. This
oh,
yet, you know?
My
who?
God. Fuck.
Morrissey.
Oh, Morrissey.
What an
I think he's sick or something. Isn't he sick?
You. Yeah, he's sick. He was in the hospital in Mexico for couple of months, I think, and then canceled his tour, and I think he's going to retire.
I think he needs to eat some meat.
Meat?
I think he needs some meat,
too. I think he has a meat deficiency.
Yeah, he's
I
a vegetarian.
For him.
Yeah.
I got to tell people, you know, and I tell you this to Sharon Needles, who's a close friend of ours, it's like, you got to eat some meat, girl.
I bet she secretly does.
Yeah, she's sticking sausage from Alaska.
She goes down to Pimani Brothers in Pittsburgh. And
everyone's
like,
oh man, I heard it's so good.
Oh, the Pimani Brothers?
Yeah.
It is good.
Oh my God, my roommate was from Pittsburgh and she would talk about it all the time and I used to beg her to just like...
They put the coleslaw on the sandwich.
I know, it sounds so smart.
Sometimes you get the french fries on the sandwich too.
It just sounds wonderful. I just asked her to freeze me one and then bring it home in a freezer bag. Drive it home and then, you know, give it to me. But she never did because she's a bitch.
My family tries to do that stuff with sandwiches from Puerto Rico, and I'm like, please don't bring me food.
Vasa's mother brings tamales from Texas here.
Ew,
Puerto Rico. And an 8-hour flight.
Yeah. And I'm just kind of like, you know, we do have tamales here in Chicago, right?
We have a lot of tamales. Yeah. She brought tamales
from Austin, Texas. To San Juan, Puerto Rico over the Christmas
holidays.
That's
disgusting.
And the thing about it, her flight was delayed. She was actually a day late, but they were still frozen. They remained frozen for...
My mom's like real lax about that shit, too. But, like, yeah, everything
that
she...
Older people often are. They'll, like, leave food out for, like, hours.
Don't get it.
Refrigerate
that stuff. Just why not? The fridge is right there.
They're close to the grave already. What's it?
I had a friend who just sent me... He freeze-dried a sandwich and sent it in the mail with some sort of, like, jam that he made that was, like, a bacon jam.
Ooh.
It was really sweet, but then like it came to my house and he was already like staying with me and I said, can I eat this? And he said, absolutely not. No, it was just like a fun joke. You got a sandwich in the mail.
The other day I ate some old chicken that was in the fridge and I was like, because it was really good.
but I got sick.
Did
you throw up?
No, I just had a really bad stomach ache that till today I got over it. Like I had it for like a week. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The National Hockey League of the United States, right? That's an American based.
Well, I think it also includes the Canadians.
And Canada.
Yeah, because it's the National Hockey League. So because it's mostly Canadian.
So it's Canadian.
Because it's mostly Canadian and it's US. Already gay. Because there's not any straight people living in Canada. There aren't. Find me a straight person in Canada. There aren't any.
My married friends?
They're all a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Where's my little bell? You know. National Hockey League decided to formalize its statement, welcoming LGBT players and fans, the most comprehensive action taken on the issue by any of the men's majors leagues.
So they have a motto now. Hockey is for everyone. And, you know, there was a project called the You Can Play Project where it's saying, like, you know, if you're gay, just come out and play hockey. Who cares? Now, nobody is really out yet, but they're hoping that somebody will come out. And I got to say about hockey players, and I've said this many times before, they have the best asses of any professional athlete whatsoever.
Better than baseball?
Oh,
better
my God, baseball. Yes, because they're always, like,
squatting.
They're always squatting, and they're skating, so their butts are just massive muscle. And also, too, because they're using that area, the muscles between, like, your legs, or between your knees and your abdomen is so their body's creating a lot of testosterone, so they're hornier too.
They are hornier. JoJo is a hockey player.
Oh, yeah.
Any hockey players out there that listen to the show that could want to show us or send
your
us pictures?
Show us your stick.
Please do so.
I would love that. I love
penises
players,
are probably
man.
All about the same, but it's like the butt is what you want. That just big muscle.
Oh,
butt.
Honey.
I like a big butt now.
Yeah.
Do you remember that National Hockey League ad that they had for a while that had all the like athletes naked playing hockey?
No, that's wonderful.
Oh, what? My God.
I don't remember that ad.
Yeah, you can just Google naked hockey
do it.
Ad. So there you
go. So everybody on the internet's also up in arms about this couple. And where is it? It's in Kansas City. One of them's in the hospital. The other one's there as well. And they have a civil union. And the hospital, like, kicked him out and got, like, a restraining order and, like, had to call the police. And so people are like, he should be allowed to be with his partner, da-da-da-da-da. And the hospital's kind of coming forward and saying, listen, of course we believe in equality. You know, we believe that this person should be there, but he's getting in the way. This person, if they were a married couple, I probably would have, you know, we probably would have had
a heterosexual
him taken out. A heterosexual
couple.
Probably would have had him taken out as well. But I wonder, when do you ever hear about a heterosexual married couple where one of them is not allowed into the hospital room? Never,
you don't,
really.
But it also doesn't make the news as much as somebody who doesn't have equal rights.
Yes.
Being kicked out, you know.
I don't work at a hospital. I don't work in healthcare.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Although I play a doctor on the internet. And I feel like, you know, let's take the hospital side in this one, because they're obviously have a non-discrimination policy in place.
Yeah.
And if he wants to sue, he's certainly more entitled to do so.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe this guy is just like completely bonkers. Also, you know,
we just don't know.
The guy who's sick, he's not unconscious. So you could say, I insist that you let my partner in here.
Do you think that would work?
Yeah. The hospitals are not like, you know.
Or switch hospital. I don't know.
Or switch hospitals or something. You know, it's not.
Or just tell your lover to be trapped in there. Less in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're being obnoxious.
So we don't know. The internet's kind of like crucifying this hospital. Right. And, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know the situation
it's
here.
It's just, there's so many people just waiting around just to be offended. Things are just like, what can I get outraged about next?
Oh, it's so exciting.
And I was like, this is a good one.
That's the best part about waking up in the morning. It's going to piss me off on the internet today. How many shitty opinions can I read?
I know. Yeah.
That's what the internet is for, though. And so, you know, we have to take things with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
If you see it online, means it was easy to express, because the internet is about making expression of ideas and thoughts easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that idea might not be as... Had it been more difficult to express, mm-hmm. it might not have actually gotten out there.
Right. Mm. I have that problem. Like on Facebook, I have a bunch of like hillbilly cousins. I've told you guys about that.
Right.
And I have a bunch
of
like...
Are there any of them hot?
Really?
No?
No.
I like somebody that looks a little hillbilly-ish.
Oh,
I like
no, trashy. Like, I'll show you them after the show. It's pretty gross. And like real conservative friends from like high school or college or whatever. And they'll always post those. It's like a picture and then some text across it. And people will be like, it's a fact. It's on the internet. Like, there's no source. It's not cited.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, did you know that 20 out of 11 people get an STD just because they're, you know, they breathe differently?
I shared something today. It was just like, there was somebody posted something about like peppers, bell peppers. If you look at the bell peppers,
they
come in lobes kind of mm-hmm. like, and so some have three and some have four. And they said the males are three, the women are four. And I was just like, so I posted it as a question mark because it was like, I didn't have time to look into it, but I was just like, this sounds dubious to me. Fausto did some further research.
There's science behind it.
Ooh, Neil.
Actually, there's no science behind it. The commercial bell peppers that we consume, mm-hmm. Typically come with three or four lobes mm-hmm. in the shape of the bell pepper, mm-hmm. but they do come in two and five versions as well. Does not mean that the bell pepper is transgender if it has two or five, which I wanted it to be that way.
I wanted
a tea girl.
So people are saying that three bottom bell peppers were, I believe, feminine or masculine.
They were the masculine ones. The four were the
four were female. Three were male. And that the three bottom were sweeter and better for eating, while the four bottom were firmer and better for cooking.
That's what I've always heard. The three
I've
bottom
never
ones
heard
are
any
sweeter.
Of these.
My mom always
the
said
culinary.
That.
A lot of other blogs have weighed in on this, and they say there is absolutely no difference between the three and the four and
old
the
wives'
two
tale.
And five.
It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't believe shit. Because it's a picture with white text on it. Just mm-hmm. don't fucking believe it. Shit drives me
if it's
nuts.
Written in an impact font, it's probably...
It should have no impact.
Exactly.
Should have no impact. So there you go. So, you know, people are saying that, you know, there are different varieties of bell peppers and that you can have, you know, some that are more spicier or firmer or better for dry and turning into a sauce or mm-hmm. to eat fresh. But when it comes to this specific variety of bell pepper, the number of lobes does not matter.
Sorry.
And that they're not male or female either.
Treated.
They're plants.
They're plants, guys.
They have no gender.
Did we all study how plants grow? Plants.
Fruits have no gender. They're not a plant's sexual parts. They're vehicles for its offspring, formed only after the plant has been pollinated or fertilized. On most flowering plants, including bell peppers, the flowers that become fruit have both male and female parts, making them androgynous.
And that's
all
why
bell peppers are hermaphrodites by definition.
Nam.
They're all trannies.
You could ask my boyfriend that. He would have told you that.
Boy, yeah, because he likes the plant things
Boy loves
in
plants.
You and in the ground.
He's yeah. He likes to leave his seed everywhere.
Oh.
His hot peppery seeds.
Oh, Jesus.
So you remember a while ago that there was that Regeneris study that came out of the University of Texas in Austin. And it was basically saying that kids that grew up in households that were headed by somebody who may or may not, or who is identified, who the kids think might be a homosexual or is a homosexual, fared worse than kids raised in a straight home.
Oh, yeah.
And the study was very dubious, and it was just like, it was all over the place. It was nuts. It was hard to make any kind of heads or tails out of it. And it was also funded by an institution that's very, like, anti-gay. And it's like the one and only study that says that kids raised by gay people aren't as well adjusted as
any
other
kids. But I'm sure it's the go-to for every fucking conservative.
Of course it
is
now.
Yeah.
And so now it's, you know, this guy behind it, Regeneres, is supposed to be, you know, nonpartisan, and he's supposed to, you know, he's a scientist, and he's supposed to be presenting his research. And now it's come out that, you know, he's filed briefs like a friend of the court and like these DOMA cases, and he's also you know, he's been blogging about stuff, and it's all like very anti-gay. And he's like, it's been recently revealed that he's being coached by like these, you know, right-wing activists, like on how to deal with this and how to become a spokesperson for the anti-gay movement. And so it's just kind of like, now it's like, it's all becoming more and more clear just how biased this report is. And
holy
just,
shit. Yeah. Why isn't that bigger news?
Well, they're trying to get it there. It's news here on Feast of Fun.
Yay.
Yes. Aren't you glad you're listening to today's show?
Yes.
I am.
Our guest today has been Meredith Ketcher.
Hi.
You can follow Meredith on Facebook.
On Facebook.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
You actually like perform all the time here in Chicago.
I do.
As a stand-up comedian.
Yep. I perform everywhere. I'll be at Reckless Records April 20th.
Where's that?
420. Oh, not Reckless Records. I'm sorry. Record Breakers at Reggie's Rock Club down in the South Loop for Record Store Day. It'll be free hot dogs and soda.
Ooh,
I know.
That's 18 and over club, isn't it?
It is, but during Record Store Day, it's free. So I have free to everyone. So I think we're performing like 3:15 to
in the afternoon.
45. Yeah, because it starts at 10 a.m.
Oh my god!
I know, it's insane. So, but free hot dogs. So I'm really excited. I'm like pumped.
What kind of hot dogs do you know?
Just like hot dogs. Okay. I think.
Because some hot dogs are better than other hot dogs.
I think they're in the Vienna Beefs. Maybe
They're all right.
They're all right.
Hey, I want to remind people we've got t-shirts for sale at feastoffun.com/store. Get yours today.
Yay.
And Fausta's birthday's coming up.
Oh.
Hey, Mark, remember.
That was so subtle. Fausta's just been pointing at himself like,
Take that out. Mark didn't even see it. It's going to sound disingenuous.
Well, come on. It's fine. Listen, people.
What?
It's my birthday, April 16th.
This is so exciting. What are you doing?
I don't know.
We're going to go see a show that night.
A real lame show, though.
You don't know if it's lame or not. It's Broadway in Chicago.
Oh.
We had press invites.
Why did
Fine,
I agree
don't
to
go.
This?
I'll go with somebody else.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. You're one of those guys that's totally like, it's my birthday week.
It's my birthday month.
It's my birthday life.
You got to do what I say.
We're all
it's
celebrating my birthday.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of those people are also the bridezillas.
Mm. You think you'll be a bridezilla one day?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, you'll
be
you
like,
will.
We have to have this duck pate. Yeah, you don't like duck pate. Yeah, but other people do.
I wanted crocuses. Oh.
It's July. We should have kept them in the freezer.
I don't know what to do. People, I'm looking for recommendations on how to celebrate my birthday. Post it on the comments on feastoffun.com. We look at the comment section first and foremost.
Yes. Mm.
So you have something to say. If you like today's show, think of a tip jar as you sharing the podcast with your friends on Facebook.
Yes.
If you hated it, don't share it. Let us know about it, too. We want your feedback.
Yeah. All right. Oh, sorry. They can do that.
And we thank you for your support.
We got some comments, though.
Okay.
Chip Almond Bugard from Facebook wants to know about pleasing his man.
Mm-hmm.
He says, learn to cook what they like to eat.
Yes, absolutely.
And make healthier versions for them.
Yep. Mm. They love it. JoJo just got back from Kentucky, and he really likes Persian food. So I went to the grocery store and had to like figure out how to make all this basmati and like kebab shit. And it was really fun. He was like, he was very happy.
And then he fucked you.
No, he didn't.
Really good.
But the next day he did.
Renee Campbell, who's, you know, and these are people who like have been listening to a podcast for, you know, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When Renee was in high school.
Oh, so yesterday.
Yesterday. Pay attention to your lover. Take care of them. Make them your number one priority. Of course, this goes for anyone that is important to you,
mm-hmm.
whether they be a lover or family or friends.
I have 35 number ones in my life.
Aww.
Yeah.
Am I your number one?
You're both are my number one.
as long as I'm not number two. Andy Ferrister writes, always be open and honest. Oh, and fisting. Honestly, though. Remaining as present as possible, especially during intimacy. Read his body language.
Yeah. Sometimes my body's saying, fist me.
Yeah.
Have you ever been fisted?
Never been fisted.
No?
It's
no,
being filled no with love. Fisted. Filled with love.
I think I'm going to try and keep it tight until after the babies come, and then you can shove whatever you want inside me.
I saw a guy being fisted one time, and it was the most disturbing thing I saw.
You did?
It seems like a lot of fingers in there.
I've gotten this far, but I have really big hands.
That's a lot of fingers in there.
Sharon, his hand was all up his butt.
I had a friend, or a couple, heterosexual. They were together forever, and they just got bored, and she was like, I don't know, fist me. And so he was doing it, and he got kind of bored. He got all of his fingers in there, and he was going at it, and he was like, I wonder what happened if I just... And just opened his hand inside of her, and she just threw up all over him. Like, immediately. She's
no.
Like, why?
Wow.
They both attest to it. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. You know what? There's a lot of people that really, really like it. And, the more sexual experience I've had, the more I realize how different and varied people are. And there's some people that are just like, that area down there is just like a tight little thing. You're just not going to get anything into it. And other people are just like, I'm going to open up for you. Like, you know, like you just walk through a door.
This is just making me, like, do my Kegels without even thinking about it. It's like, nope.
Diversity is a beautiful thing.
And get fisted, people. Get fisted.
Thank God, because, you know, what something grosses you out, somebody else will be happy to do.
Because like what one bitch won't do, another bitch will. Wise words.
I think Mr. Rogers said that.
That was in the Bible, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for being our friend, our neighbor, and stuff like that.
And
we love you guys. And even though we don't agree with everything that you guys say, and you don't agree with everything that we say, we're still friends, and we love doing this podcast for you. I want to leave one beautiful comment that a guy named Than wrote on our site.
Oh, because some people were like complaining about the show with Alaska and Jinx Monsoon because it was a premium show, and they're just like, I don't want to have to pay for anything. And
well, nobody wants to pay for anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Get over it.
And part of it is, it's like, we sell the show and offer the subscriptions in this manner because it's the most cost efficient for us. Because, you know, we have a large audience, but a portion of that audience financially supports the show and other people don't. And if it wasn't for the vast majority of the people supporting the show, we couldn't do it. You know, we just can't do it.
And we are on a shoestring budget. It's tough.
So Than wrote on the site, which was beautiful, I am so sick of you parasites and freeloaders. People like you are why HBO is resisting the move to digital distribution. People like you are why I can't successfully argue for more socialist policies with my conservative friends. Do you imagine that Mark and Fausto are independently wealthy and do this for fun? This is a business like anything else. In order for their business to exist, the listeners have to support them financially. Mark and Fausto produce content and sell it for very cheap. Because, you know, Meredith is kind of a cheap.
Yes.
I'm a trollop, a floozy.
It's their prerogative to decide as content producers how to sell and distribute their content. They make it pretty easy. It doesn't matter if you don't like 90% of their content. They need 100% of your support in order to produce the 10% you do like.
That's the real gist of it right there.
God, Than, thank you so much for putting that in beautiful words.
That is so sweet.
And guess what? If you don't like it, don't visit the site, don't pay, and don't listen. I couldn't give two shits about RuPaul's Drag Race, and 25% of Feast of Fun content is Drag Race. Yuck!
I agree.
I pay 100% because I am getting something out of it.
Yeah.
If you like it well enough to go torrent it, but won't pay for it, and you have the means to do so, then you should eat shit.
You know, Than,
you don't have to pay for Manhunt. You could use Craigslist or Adam for Adam, but you prioritize hooking up on Manhunt. Prioritize Feast of Fun enough to pay for it, or don't listen. go to hell. We love you, Mark and Fausto. Aww. You too, Brian and Aww. Meredith. Aww. Keep so doing sweet. What you're doing.
Than, you're so them. Sweet. You
That's
know what?
So sweet.
That's Yay. An applause for Than.
That was very refreshing to hear.
Isn't that awesome?
That was
you know
really
what
sweet.
I want to do for Than? Than, find one of your friends and you give him a Feast of Fun account for free on us.
Yeah.
That's so let us know. You give it away.
And I'll
find
blow you.
One,
wait, no?
one account for that? Your friend.
VIP us. For a year.
That's it. Send us an email, mail@feastoffun.com.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, yeah, we know who you are, the real Than, not other people pretending to be Than. So thank you so much for the bottom of our hearts. Yes. And Aww. Thanks for being our cheerleaders.
That's because you guys are great.
And so are you, Meredith. You're deserving of love and admiration.
Thank you.
And we love you and admire you.
Oh, shut up. I love you guys too. Let's eat.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.